Hi.
How are you doing? You okay?
Yeah, good, thanks. You?
Yeah, not too bad. Before we talk about your award then that you received last night, what has it been like being back at Stadium MK?
It's been brilliant. You know, I've said from the first day being back, it felt like 5 years ago. It was nice to come back, and it just felt like home. So yeah, it's been it was easy to fit in, and yeah, it's been another special part of my career, and I've loved every minute of it.
And of course, you was only back a few months, and you've already made history by being the only MK Dons player to score 4 goals against Swindon. Maybe tell us a little bit about that day.
Yeah, it's a massive honour. To be honest, I think it had been coming for a couple of weeks. We were playing some really good football, and the team were creating chances for me. So it was nice to finally see it all come together in that game. You know, I get the credit and score 4 goals, but it was a massive team effort. You know, the boys have created so many chances for me, and on the day against Swindon, we played so well. And yeah, like I said, they put the ball in great areas, and I've always said if I get chances, I score goals. So to do that on the day and obviously put myself in the history books for this club is something special.
Yeah, it was amazing and a great afternoon. And of course, this is the second time you've won goal of the season. You're making a bit of a habit of this, aren't you?
Yeah, it's not a bad habit to have, to be honest, isn't it? Two slightly different goals. Obviously, the first one against Man United, that was special for its own reason. And then this goal this season was an unbelievable team effort. You know, it's one of those things. My name's on the score sheet, but you know, 56 passes for a goal is unbelievable. I think, you know, everyone bar one player touched the ball, and it's one of those things. Those sort of goals don't get scored out of chance. It's not something you can just turn up on the day and do. It's hard work on the training pitch. It's unbelievable hard work from the staff and the manager and Lukey behind the scenes, and then to be able to put that across in a training session, and then credit to the players for being able to do it on a match day. And yeah, like you said, I was pleased to be on the score sheet, but that was a goal for the team.
Yeah, so an incredible goal against Gillingham. What was going through your mind as the move was happening?
I think I touched it quite early on, so I didn't have much to do with the build up, and then obviously the ball came to me. And my first thought was, don't give it away, to be honest. No, I'm only joking. It was, we worked our way up the pitch, and then Louis played a great ball into me. And, you know, I think myself and Scotty were on the same wavelength. We've got a great sort of partnership, and I saw him close by, and we just linked up. And then before you know it, I'm at the edge of the box with a shooting opportunity. So, you know, as soon as I got it in that area, I knew I had a chance to get a shot away, and it's just really nice to see it go in.
Well, incredible. Congratulations again for winning the award. You've obviously felt the love and the excitement from the supporters when you came back to Stadium MK. Obviously, the question on everyone's lips is, do you think that we'll see you back next season?
You know, it's one of those things. I've got another year left at Sunderland, so as far as I'm aware at the moment, I'll be going back there in pre-season. But football's a funny game. You never know what's going to happen. There's obviously lots of factors to go in if anything's going to happen. But yeah, like you said, the support from the fans has been unbelievable from the first day I came back. That was part of the reason why I wanted to come back, because of the, you know, my rapport with the fans and obviously my relationship with the club from previous times. So yeah, it's great to be back, and you never know what's going to happen in the future.
Yeah, fingers crossed. It's been great having you back this season, and congratulations again on winning goal of the year.
Thank you very much. Thanks. Bye-bye.